week in all. Listen to the Sunny Side of Sports.
Great show, bro. This is Sunny Side of Sports.
Right here on the Voice of America.
Voice of America.
Sporty greetings to all our Voice of America listeners. This is VOA's Sonny Young in Washington. Welcome to the May 29th edition of the Sunny Side of Sports. It's good to be back behind my trusty VOA microphone after a 10-day break. Thanks to Muckbill Yabaro and Action Jackson Vunganyi for keeping things sporty during my absence. And let's give a Sunny Side of Sports salute to Al Ahly Sporting Club, which has added another prize to its big trophy case in Cairo. The proud Egyptian club, founded 116 years ago, has won titles in multiple sports. In football, the Red Devils have won a record 10 African Champions League titles, and they were named African Club of the 20th Century by the Confederation of African Football, CAF. Over the weekend in Kigali, Rwanda, Al Ahly lifted its first Basketball Africa League trophy after beating AS Douan of Senegal in the final, 80-65. South Sudanese forward Nuni Omot of Al Ahly scored a game-high 22 points and was presented with the Akeem Olajuwon Trophy for being the 2023 BAL Most Valuable Player. The VOA's big man from Bamako, Sheck Tiero, caught up with Nuni shortly after the game ended, and Sheck asked Nuni how it felt to be the MVP.
It feels amazing, honestly. I couldn't have done it without my teammates. They gave me a lot of confidence. Coach, you know, he gave me a lot of confidence. He let me play. He let me beat me, play my game. Without that, you know, obviously nothing would have happened if that mattered. So,
and what is your message on the World Cup? Are you going to keep continuing to practice and get ready for the next World Cup? Or what are you Nuni is doing from here now?
I mean, I'm going to go home, get some rest, and then obviously start training again. Obviously, the World Cup is going to be real important. It's going to be really big for us. It's going to be a really big opportunity for a lot of the guys, you know, to be showcased in front of a lot of, you know, scouts, people, and, you know, obviously we're playing good teams as well. So, I mean, I feel like if we perform there, they can't count us out anymore. You know, I feel like they're still counting us out. But, I mean, everybody from South Sudan is hungry, you know. That's the difference between a lot of us, is that we're hungry. We have a lot of talent, you know, not only just on the national team. We got younger guys, Kamon as well, you know, coming up, 16 years old. He's going to be a problem. He's going to be, you know, another South Sudanese player in the NBA. I believe so. So, you know, I feel like the future is bright for us.
That's Nuni Omot, the 2023 Basketball Africa League Most Valuable Player. And Nuni was talking with the VOA's big man from Bamako, Sheck Tiero, in Kigali, Rwanda. At the post-game news conference, Nuni said he believes his performance in Kigali will inspire South Sudanese children.
With how much talent is in South Sudan, you know, a lot of guys don't get the opportunity or the credit that they should get. And I feel like, you know, with me being able to come back and, you know, play, win a championship in the MVP, is going to open up a lot of doors for the younger kids and the younger generation to come. And I think that's what's most important, honestly, to have kids get opportunities. You know, you got young guys like Kamon, who is on Senegal's team. You know, he's only 16 years old. He's at the academy. He has a very bright future. And I think, you know, he's going to be a pro as well. And just for me to be able to do this means a lot. You know, it means a lot for the country just because of everything that's gone in the previous years and everything, you know, how people portray and look at our country. For me, it means the world, you know, because I just feel like, you know, opportunities are going to open up, and that's what's most important. Obviously, not everyone is granted equal opportunity as far as, you know, sports, life, you know, that's just the way it is. But, you know, I feel like with me opening up this door, it's going to present a lot of opportunities for younger kids.
For more reaction to Nuni Omot and Al Ahly winning the 2023 Basketball Africa League trophy, Iron Mike Mbonye called Kigali, where he reached the president of FIBA Africa Zone 3, Colonel Sam Amadou. Retired.
It was a very exciting game. First, the crowd turnout was great.
the whole of Kigali turned out for the game with so many international crowd and flavor. Both teams went head to head, but at the end, the different team pulled off the victory because they were better organized, better coached, and very familiar with this type of situation. However, the gap was not much. The difference in ability was not much. But at the end, the better team won. So Egypt, congratulations to them. This is the second time they are winning it. Zamalek, also of Egypt, won season one. And season three is also won by another Egyptian team. This really shows the organization and the level of Egyptian basketball.
Stade Malien of Mali defeated favorites Petro de Luanda of Angola to win the third place game. Did the outcome of this encounter come to you as a surprise?
With the way ball is going, man, the tournament is getting tougher and tougher and more competitive. So congratulations to Stade Malien, and we hope that their resilience will continue to push them to go for the title the next time.
What's your assessment of BAL season 3 playoffs? Do you think season 4 will be tougher?
My assessment of BAL season 3 is very positive assessment. First, in terms of organization, everything went promptly. Games were started on time, concluded on time. Entertainment was great. The event management was nice. The musical artists, the fan engagement was fantastic, reminiscent of the NBA. The dance camera, the engagement with the fans was perfect. And one other aspect that went very well was the merchandising. There were lots of merchandise, caps, T-shirts, other souvenirs. Till the last day, even after the final game, fans were still queuing up to buy the souvenirs, which tells you that BAL has really come of age. The followership is increasing every day. The whole of Kigali was out. The president of the Egi Nation came for the opening game and also came for the final match with lots of his ministers. A lot of NBA chief executives like Masai Ujiri of the Toronto Raptors was there.
Sporty greetings. This is Masai Ujiri, the president of Toronto Raptors Basketball, president of Giants of Africa Foundation. You are listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America.
Overall, it was a great experience, followed by one of the best after parties that I have seen. Season 4 is going to be tougher, and that I can assure you. Season 4 is going to be tougher because everybody has seen what it takes. And I see that those national federations that have well-organized leagues will continue to carry the day. If you are a national federation who believes that your team should do well, you have to organize your league properly. That will make the teams play more games, more technical games with regular technical assessment. The North Africans have won it for the 3 years now in a row because they have a very strong league. Their players are at home. And so others have to learn from the North African teams. Overall, congratulations to the NBA, congratulations to BAL, and congratulations to FIBA Africa, who are also partners, particularly from the technical aspect.
That's Colonel Sam Amadou, retired, the president of FIBA Africa Zone 3. And Colonel Sam spoke with Iron Mike Mbonye on the telephone from Kigali, Rwanda.
This is Colonel Sam Amadou, retired, president FIBA Africa Zone 3. You are once more listening to Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. Thank you very much and have a good day.
Thank you very much, Colonel Sam, and I hope you and all our Sunny Side of Sports listeners are having a good day. And thanks also to Iron Mike and Bonye for that interview. Follow the Sunny Side of Sports on Facebook, Twitter, and at voaafrica.com. My Facebook address is facebook.com/VOA Sunny. My Twitter handle is at VOA Sunny Sports. And if you go to voaafrica.com, you can listen online to the Sunny Side of Sports, as well as past episodes. And check out some of the other VOA programs at voaafrica.com. In the National Basketball Association playoffs, the 17-time champion Boston Celtics will try to make history later Monday night when they host the Miami Heat in the decisive Game 7 of their series. The Celtics are bidding to become the first team to win a NBA playoff series after trailing 3-0. Over the weekend in Miami, the Celtics pulled out a buzzer-beating victory to keep alive their hopes of advancing once again to the NBA Finals. The AP's Mike Hempen reports.
The Celtics have become just the fourth team in NBA history to force a Game 7 after being down 3-0. Derek White scored on a putback with 0.1 seconds left to give Boston a 104-103 win over the Heat in Game 6, tying the series at 3-0. White says after he inbounded the ball to Marcus Smart on the Celtics' final possession, he was left unguarded.
Smart flash hit him, and there really was nobody on me. So I just spaced to the corner, and then when he shot it, just tried to crash. Ball came to me. Made a shot.
The Celtics will try to become the first NBA team to win a series after being down 3-0 when they host Game 7 Monday night. I'm Mike Hempen.
Thanks, Mike. Miami star Jimmy Butler expressed confidence ahead of Game 7.
We can do it. I know that we will do it. We got to go on the road and win in a very, very, very tough environment. But we're capable of it, so let's get busy.
The winner of Game 7 will play the Denver Nuggets in the NBA Finals, which tip off Thursday, June 1st.
This is the voice of America. Washington, D.C.
Now let's go to Uganda, where a young man orphaned at childhood dreams of playing in U.S. Major League Baseball and has turned his training into a social media sensation. 18-year-old Dennis Kasumba, who earns a living by cleaning cow sheds, can't afford professional equipment, so he uses old tires and oil drums filled with water to train. Kasumba recently got news that will bring him one step closer to his dream. Halima Othmani reports from Wakiso District, Uganda.
Opportunity often comes to those who are prepared, and Ugandan baseball player Dennis Kasumba, who grew up as an orphan, lives up to this adage. Training 3 times a day, Kasumba, who has become a social media sensation among baseball fans, has created his own gym, improvising with everything that can make him a better and stronger player. Kasumba recalls one of his videos that went viral, earning him a spot on the U.S. television show Sports Center.
I heard my phone pinging and wondered what was going on. Little did I know that my video had been played on the biggest television stations in America. As I was walking to the field, colleagues called me out saying, "Sports Center was relaying your video. Have you watched it?" I told them, my family doesn't own a television set.
Sports Center badera the video you ogirabye nagamba ha of the Tina TV.
He is starting to see his efforts pay off. Kasumba has received an invitation to play with a U.S. team, the Frederick Keys, in the state of Maryland in an amateur league over the summer season starting June 1st. He is already building an American fan base. One of the people who was impressed by Kasumba's videos is baseball fan and lawyer Joshua Williams from Atlanta in the U.S. state of Georgia, who spoke to VOA via Zoom.
My sons play travel baseball, and we were traveling for a tournament down in Florida, and I was just scrolling through my phone, and I saw one of Kasumba's videos and was just like, wow, this kid is really good. And so I just kind of reached out to him through Facebook, and we started talking, and he started telling me his dreams of, you know, how he wants to play baseball professionally.
Since then, Williams has been working hard for Kasumba to get a U.S. visa so he can travel to play in the MLB Draft League. Back home, Sempa John Bosco, a baseball coach, says he's worked with Kasumba for a couple of years despite big challenges.
The baseball equipment is scarce in the country. We just get them through donations from friends who see what we do, and they provide this equipment to us. So when it comes to gym work, it is expensive for us to go to gym. Now you have to pay a lot of money. So we have to improvise just like you see Kasumba.
Uganda is home to only two baseball fields, including one donated by Japan and American donors. After having three U.S. visa applications denied, Lady Luck finally smiled upon Kasumba, who got the visa. He can now prepare to leave Uganda to play in the U.S. over the summer and work toward his goal of being a professional baseball player. Halima Athmani for VA News, Wakiso, Uganda.
Hello, listeners. My name is Edmond Tumusime. I am an ex-rugby international, Uganda. I am an African champion, won the Africa Cup in 2007, and also was the MVP Ugandan rugby in 2006. I currently coach a club called Eagles Rugby Club, but I've also coached different levels in Ugandan rugby. I'm passionate about coaching young children from ages 5 and above, and actually run an academy at Chitante Primary School in Uganda. And you're listening to The Sunny Side of Sports on The Voice of America.
And this Sunny Side of Sports programming note, our friend in Kampala, Magume Davis Rakawinge, says he'll have a feature on Uganda rugby later this week. In European club football, the widely followed English Premier League wrapped up its 38-match season over the weekend. Manchester City, Arsenal, Manchester United, and Newcastle United finished 1, 2, 3, 4, and will compete in the UEFA Champions League. The Reds of Liverpool finished the season in fifth place after a high-scoring draw on the road, as we hear now from Prince Nesta. Sporty greetings, Prince!
Sporty greetings to you too, Sonny. Dutch striker of Ghanaian descent Cody Gakpo, Diogo Jota and Roberto Firmino all recorded their names on the score sheet to help Liverpool salvage a 4-4 draw against Southampton in a thrilling match played at St. Mary's. The draw extended the Reds' unbeaten top-flight run to 11 games. Liverpool's fifth-place finish will also see them miss out on a top-4 finish for the first time since the 2015-2016 season. Here's Liverpool manager Jurgen Klopp's reaction to his team's draw.
So last game of the season, and we opened the door for an opponent who wanted to enjoy the last occasion. And in the end, I think if he scored a fifth one, nobody would have been completely surprised that the situations were there. But again, top start, top finish in between. Very average.
That's Liverpool manager Jurgen Klopp discussing his team's performance against Southampton in the Premier League. Arsenal cruised to a 5-0 win against Wolves in a match that was played at the Emirates Stadium. Swiss midfielder Granit Xhaka scored twice in his last appearance for Arsenal after 7 years at the club, while English striker of Nigerian descent Bukayo Saka, Gabriel Jesus and Jacob Kiwor completed the rout. Tottenham's 4-1 win rain sent Leeds United into relegation zone thanks to goals from Harry Kane, Pedro Porro and Lucas Moura. The win, however, wasn't enough to prevent Spurs from missing out on European qualification for the first time since the 2008-2009 season. Manchester United also came from behind to secure a 2-1 win against Fulham at Old Trafford. The visitors struck fast when Dutch footballer of Mozambican descent Kenny Tete found the back of the net through a header before Jadon Sancho and Bruno Fernandes wrapped up the win. The Red Devils finished third on 75 points, while Fulham finished the season in 10th place with 52 points. Here's Manchester United manager Erik ten Hag's thoughts on his team's performance.
At the start, I was not satisfied. We were not organized. It was a messy organization, especially out of possession. But I think after the save of David, I think was the turning point. And I think we woke up. So it was a very good wake-up call from David. Great save. And from there on, we get organized in and out of possession, and the intensity get higher. And I think we make trouble for Fulham.
That's Manchester United manager Erik ten Hag discussing his team's win against Fulham in the Premier League. Meanwhile, Premier League champions Manchester City also suffered a 1-0 loss against Brentford. The Citizens' Benjamin Erling Haaland had earlier been named the Premier League Player of the Season after finding the back of the net 36 times to help the champions secure the third title in a row. The 22-year-old also broke the previous 34 goals set by Premier League legends Alan Shearer and Andy Cole. Manchester City and Belgian midfielder Kevin De Bruyne was also named the Premier League's best playmaker. City boss Pep Guardiola assessed his team's performance.
Congratulations, Benfer, for the victory. It was at that game. The second half, they push more and difficult to face them because it's a master in the, you know, how quick they play, how aggressive, how fast, and set pieces and all dependent. So, but I don't have absolutely any complaint about how good we behave in all the players that were there. So, and I said to our players after the game, so to finish in the Premier League, that you won deservedly and enjoy that 2 days with the families. Don't see each other, and Wednesday we will prepare the first final.
That's Manchester City manager Pep Guardiola discussing his team's loss against Brentford in the Premier League. Moving on to the French League, Paris Saint-Germain secured a record 11th French title after earning a 1-1 draw against Strasbourg. Seven-time Ballon d'Or winner Lionel Messi also added another landmark in his records after scoring his 496th goal in Europe's top five leagues, surpassing his nemesis Cristiano Ronaldo's previous record of 495 goals. In another fixture, Davo Machado, Adrian Thomasson and Belgium striker of Congolese descent Louis Openda all registered their names on the score sheet to help second place Lens secure a 3-0 win against Ajaccio. The win marked Lens's sixth consecutive victory and their 10th in their last 11 fixtures. It also confirmed the club's return to the Champions League for the first time since the 2002-2003 season. Third place Marseille also suffered another setback in their quest to earn an automatic Champions League qualification after they went down by 2-1 at home against Brest, thanks to goals from Hugo Magnetti and French footballer of Gambian descent Madi Camara. Goals from Laurent Majeur and French footballer of Algerian descent Amin Gouiri helped Henné close to a 3-0 win against Monaco, while Canadian footballer of Haitian descent Jonathan David also struck twice to help fourth place Lille secure a 2-1 win against Nantes. And finally, in the Bundesliga, Bayern Munich won their record 11th German Bundesliga title after securing a 2-1 win against Cologne. Kingsley Coman netted in the 8th minute before Cologne's Ljubicic equalized in the 81st minute. German footballer of Nigerian descent Jamal Musiala later found the back of the net in the 89th minute to seal the deal for the Bavarians. Bayern are set to face off against Manchester City in July before squaring it off against Liverpool in August.
Thanks, Prince. As Prince Nesta mentioned, Manchester City's Erling Haaland was named the Premier League's Player of the Season after scoring a league-high 36 goals. Harry Kane of Tottenham Hotspur was next on the Premier League scoring chart with 30 goals. Ivan Toney of Brentford was the third highest scorer with 20 goals. And Egyptian star Mohamed Salah of Liverpool was fourth on the scoring chart with 19 goals. I'm VOA's Sonny Young in Washington, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on The Voice of America.
VOA brings you the best in African music on the African beat. African Beat showcases the latest and the greatest of contemporary African music, from bobo music to hip life, bongo flavor to soukous, Afrobeat to ndombolo and makossa to kwaito. The African Beat on VOA has it all. And it's happening right here, Mondays through Fridays at 09:05 and 20:05 UTC, right after the international news.
Around the clock, the Voice of America keeps you in touch with the latest news.
Tune in at the top of every hour, every day of the week.
For the 5-Minute VOA Newscast.
We bring you reports from our correspondents and interviews with newsmakers from around the globe.
Give us 5 minutes and we'll give you the world.
VOA, your trusted source for news and information.
In U.S. auto racing, American Joseph Newgarden edged 2022 champion Marcus Ericsson of Sweden Sunday in a nail-biting finish to win the Indianapolis 500. The AP's Tom McCabe reports from Indianapolis, Indiana.
Joseph Newgarden used a one-lap shootout to grab the lead from 2022 champ Marcus Ericsson to win the Indy 500.
Just pure emotion. You know, I was trying to stay locked in. I was emotional the whole last 10 laps because I knew we were in a position to fight for this win at the end. And I knew it wasn't going to be easy. It was going to come to some last-lap shootout like it always is these days, which is exciting but stressful for us. But just been thinking about all the work. You know, I can't talk highly enough about the team. You know, they've worked so hard all month. It's so long to get to this point. We're here for weeks working and grinding on this thing just for this one moment. And that's what makes it so demoralizing when it doesn't work out. But I can tell you, we're going to enjoy it tonight. It's going to be amazing to win this.
Newgarden, driving for team owner Roger Penske, survived a chaotic final 40 miles, which saw the race stop three times for wrecks. One accident left driver Kyle Kirkwood upside down, but okay. For Team Penske, it's a record 19 wins at the Brickyard. Tom McCabe, Indianapolis.
Thanks, Tom. Turning to tennis, it's day two at the French Open in Paris. American Sloane Stephens, a 2018 finalist, easily reached the second round Monday with a 6-love, 6-4 victory over former world number one Karolina Pliskova of the Czech Republic. Earlier Monday, another top American player, the 20th seed, Madison Keys, defeated Estonia's Kaia Kanepi in three sets. The French Open will continue through June 11th, and we're going to see a new men's champion crowned. Spanish star Rafael Nadal, the defending champion, withdrew due to injury. This is the first time Nadal, the winner of a record 14 French Open titles, has missed the tournament since his debut in 2005. Finally, let's give a Sunny Side of Sports salute to two-time Olympic champion Ryan Crouser of the USA, who broke his own shot put world record over the weekend with a throw of 23 meters 56 in Los Angeles, California. And that wraps up the May 29th edition of the show. Thank you for tuning in.
I get it.
I'm VOA's Sonny Young in Washington. And that's the Sunny Side of Sports.